The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Pablo Torre. And Tony, let me just say that I love doing this show with you.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Well, I can't host it alone. Though I did try to sell them on that for a little while. They wouldn't let me. No.
Yeah, how'd that conversation go? You're going to have like a mirror image version of yourself? Would you turn to your left or your right to argue with yourself? Or how would that work?
No, I've always had a split personality, so I was just going to go right down the middle. And
that
argue. Welcome
I'm
to PTI,
with.
Boys and girls. Wilbon's off getting comped by all the places he plugs, so I am joined by our great friend, the host of the ESPN Daily Podcast, my grandson, Mr. Pablo Torre. Wow, that was weak. That sounded weak. And we begin today with tonight's football game, Carolina playing at Houston. Carolina is a surprising 2-0 and an 8-point favorite on the road. The Texans' starting quarterback will be Davis Mills, which sounds like an outlet mall. Mr. Mills is a rookie third-round pick out of Stanford. Pablo, will we be forced to agree that Carolina is good if they win this game?
Tony, it does feel like an economically-minded family says. We went to Davis Mills for all of our back-to-school shopping. It does feel like that's what you do off of Route 1 or something like that. But the reason why the Texans are now turning to a stationary rookie quarterback named Davis Mills is because they are desperate. They are as desperate as an NFL team could be when it comes to quarterbacks that I can remember. And so does Davis Mills, who does not move around, who is facing a Panthers defensive line that has 10 sacks in two games, that is missing, that guy's missing Nico Collins. He has basically one receiver in Brandon Cooks. No, I don't think we can say that the Panthers are good if they beat Davis Mills.
Can I give you one amazing little and probably random factoid? Since I want to get the numbers right, since 2016, quarterbacks who make their NFL debuts on a Thursday night, which would be Davis Mills, their record is 5-1. This will get all the bettors in the world salivating at the notion to jump on Davis Mills because he would make it 6-1. To get to the original question, I don't think if Carolina goes to 3-0, it necessarily means that much because they will have then beaten Houston and the Jets, both of whom would start rookie quarterbacks. You know, to me, if you get to maybe 5-0, you wouldn't have just played bad teams. Maybe 5-0, you'd say somebody was good. But last year, if I'm not mistaken, and I may be, I think the Steelers got to 11-0. Everybody thought the Steelers were really good, and then they dissolved, mm-hmm. and they were knocked out of the playoffs early. I mean, the case that I would make for Carolina is this. This year, they have Christian McCaffrey back. Missed him last year.
That's huge.
Sam Darnold is showing America that it's the Jets. It's not the quarterback of the Jets. It's the Jets. And they have, I don't know how this is possible, but they have statistically the best defense in the NFL. But here, the one note I want to make is I'm going to go back to scheduling, Pablo. Let's look at Indianapolis. And again, let me get this right. They're 0-2. They lost to Seattle and the Rams. They have Tennessee this weekend. They could go 0-3, Pablo, and be better than Carolina in my mind.
That's right. And look, Sam Darnold, look, I understand that I owe him an apology because I said I'd rather have anybody but Sam Darnold. Clearly, the Jets played a big role in the understanding of Sam Darnold that I had. But let's also be honest about this. He's been better than we thought, but he's been okay. You know, he's not been a revelation. The idea that Sam Darnold is doing better than we thought is, again, someone leaping over a very low bar, which is what we're asking of the Panthers again tonight. But, Tony, Warriors training camp, to switch to the NBA. Now, it begins next week, and there are some serious questions there about the status of Andrew Wiggins, because the Golden State's swingman averaged 19-5 last season, but he's reportedly not been vaccinated. And the city of San Francisco, of course, requires proof of vaccination to attend large indoor events. So Wiggins could be prevented from playing home games. So where does this leave Wiggins and the Warriors, Tony?
So there are 41 home games. That's a lot of games. It's half the season. And just for good measure, he wouldn't be allowed to play against the Brooklyn Nets or the New York Knicks on the road. So that's possibly 43 games that he would miss. They're not saying you have to be vaccinated in San Francisco or New York City. They're saying you have to be if you want to go in this gym. We don't even know if he can attend practice depending upon where in San Francisco that practice might be. It mm-hmm. seems like he's playing in the wrong city. So you would endeavor, if he maintains this position, and the union has bargained that he can maintain this position, though no one else in the NBA, no coach, no general manager, nobody working on the scorer's table, you know, nobody else is allowed to not be vaccinated, but I guess you would trade him, right? You would trade him.
I mean, you would want to trade him, but now you know that he can't go to any teams in California or New York. They know that you kind of need him to go because you can't have a guy playing half the games. But I think even beyond the fact that he's playing in the wrong city, he might be playing the wrong sport at this point. Like, Andrew Wiggins has been criticized for a very long time for not loving basketball enough. And I've tended to see that skeptically, right? Like, how do we see inside the soul of a person about their love for their profession? But in this case, he's opening the kimono, Tony. He's saying, I don't want to play basketball that bad in at least the state that I work in. And that is something that I think qualifies him as somebody that is a bad teammate and plausibly somebody who does not actually love the sport he's being played to play.
So I'm going to just be very speculative here. I am going on absolutely nothing but instinct. When I look at a story like this, it reminds me that Cam Newton is unemployed. Cam Newton won 7 games last year in the NFL as a starting quarterback and scored 12 rushing touchdowns. And he is unemployed, and he is said to be unvaccinated. It's hard for me to believe, Pablo, that his vaccination status has nothing to do with this. And you and I both believe in the vaccines. We believe in the vaccines. If you don't want to get them, fine. But this is what happens. You put your career at risk.
Yes, these are the consequences, Tony. And by the way, Andrew Wiggins, for all of his abilities, his best ability actually has been availability. He plays like 36 minutes a night, has played 82 games 3 times. Not now. Nope.
Not now. Let's go to baseball, where, as we know, players often carry cheat sheets instructing them how to play different hitters. These are called scouting cards. For pitchers and catchers, these cards may contain sign sequences, which would be really good for another team to know. On Monday, Tampa's Kevin Kiermaier was thrown out at home, and on his way back to the Tampa dugout, he carried with him one of those cards that belonged to the Toronto catcher and got loose on the play. Kiermaier later claimed he didn't know what it was, but he handed it to a Tampa coach. On Tuesday, the next day, both managers said no big deal. The Toronto manager actually called it, and I'm quoting here, agua under the bridge, unquote. On Wednesday, it wasn't agua. It was Kiermaier being hit in the back. Pablo, did he deserve it?
Yeah, he did, Tony. And it turns out where there is agua, there is also fuego, apparently. Because this story should be infuriating for everybody who listened to a guy in Kevin Kiermaier claim that he thought maybe that card was his. Like, he should be plunked on the basis of that egregious lie. I watched that video. I got to about 3 Mississippi on him staring at the card. So the mere fact that he's trying to tell us, actually, maybe it was mine, I didn't know, that tells me he knew what he was doing alone.
This is a great story. This is a great story about revenge delayed and served cold. This is a great story about the unwritten rules of baseball, which we now know are written in blood. Kevin Kiermaier is exhibit A for somebody who is lying. He knew exactly what that was. He knew exactly what he was doing with it. And by the way, this is also a great story for the NFL and taunting, because that's what this is. This is taunting of the other team. And look what it leads to. It leads to retaliation down the road. I don't ever believe that someone deserves to be hit. But in this case, I'll turn the other way and I'll tell you it's okay. They waited till late in the game. Kevin Kiermaier is lucky they didn't hit 4 other guys before they got to him,
right?
Because what he did was agent provocateur.
Yes, Tony. And look, the pitcher on the Blue Jays who hit him, he then claimed that he didn't mean to hit him. And all I want to say is,
please,
why don't we just write down in the unwritten rules that if you're doing one of these things, you got to cop to it? Like, why isn't some sort of ownership here part of it? We know, as you say, baseball, more than any other sport, is ruled by a medieval system of justice. There must be a pound of flesh taken and a pound of flesh given.
That's right.
Just own up to it. We know what's happening. Stop thinking that we're stupid.
So down the road, if Kevin Cash wants to wait until next year to hit somebody in Toronto, this is the same manager who said a year ago, I got a stable full of guys throwing 98 if you want to go down that road. He's got one less guy because he yanked Blake Snell and Blake Snell left, but he's still got a bunch of guys. Let's take a break. Coming up, the Bucks are slight favorites to beat the Rams in Los Angeles on Sunday, but should they be?
And the Yankees moved ahead of the Blue Jays last night, but will they stay there?
You're a Yankee fan, right? You're not a Mets fan. You're a Yankee fan, am I right?
No, I was an altar server. The priest I served for was the chaplain of the Yankees. Derek Jeter signed an autograph. He said to Pablo Tor, and that was disappointing because I had the last name of his manager, and he misspelled it, Tony. Not that I've, remembered that.
Pardon the interruption is brought to you by Flonase Allergy Relief. Spraying Flonase daily stops your body from overreacting to allergens all season long.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
It's time for Toss Up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, then contemplates why contrived victories and made-up games that no one keeps track of still mean so much to his ego. What's first?
Man. Toss Up. Who should be favored on Sunday, the Bucks or the Rams?
The Rams are at home. The Rams are 2-0. The Rams have a really good offense. Maybe not as good as Tampa Bay's, but really good. I think they should be favored slightly, and they were when the line opened. The line opened at Tampa Bay +1. Within 24 hours, it was Tampa Bay -2.5, a tremendous movement. And now I think it's Tampa Bay -1.5. So even if you want to open with the Rams, the bettors will take you out of that. You know, my feeling very simply is, I know the Bucks won the Super Bowl, but correct me, maybe I was asleep. It was last year. It wasn't this year yet.
Tony, come on. I hate to be a part of the dumb money, ostensibly, because of the line moving in the way that it is, but I don't think it's dumb money to point out, yeah, one team has Tom Brady. Like, I hate that we can simplify it that much, Tony, but the fact is, Tom Brady is playing quarterback better he has in literal years. And so as much as I respect Matt Stafford, as much as I think the Bucs defense, the pass defense has some holes, give me the team with Tom Brady on it. Sorry, I'll go down feeling dumb that way.
Just telling you, it opened with the Rams as the favorites, and that was shot down. Next.
Toss up, more likely to make the playoffs, the Blue Jays or the Yankees?
Don't want to hurt your feelings, Mr. Yankee fan. I think it's probably the Blue Jays. They sit a half game behind the Yankees now, but the Yankees go three games at Boston. So Toronto sits there for the Yankees to drop, and they can catch them and throw them away. The upcoming schedules really favor Toronto. The Yankees have three at Boston, three at Toronto, and three with Tampa. Maybe they'll lay down by then, but those are all winning teams, whereas Toronto has the three with the Yankees at home, four with the Twins, three with the Orioles, last place teams. The odds say Toronto.
Yeah, the Yankees have control of their own destiny. What's terrifying about having control of your own destiny is that the Yankees have been as multiple personality as you, Tony. They have been amazing and amazing to root for, but then miserable and losing over and over again. And I am just rooting for the fact that in the end, we live in a world where the New York Yankees can both beat the Blue Jays and even the Red Sox. What if we can get the Red Sox out of here? Because I feel like the Yankees, with all of these games in front of them, that may still happen. And they're really good in one-score games and one-run games. So I am perhaps delusionally hopeful because of my childhood ancestral allegiance, yes.
Next.
Toss up, who are you taking in the Ryder Cup? Team USA or Team Europe?
I'm amused when people say that Whistling Straits is a European course dropped into the United States. I've been there. It's gorgeous. It's unbelievably beautiful. That doesn't matter in the Ryder Cup. The European players play the American Tour. Well, they care where the course is. It doesn't mean anything. Look, we are very young and inexperienced. Half of our team has never played in a Ryder Cup match. Only three of the Europeans have never played in a Ryder Cup match. My goal is that Steve Stricker puts Bryson DeChambeau with Brooks Koepka and they get in a fist fight on the front nine. That's my goal. If I have to pick a team, I'll pick the United States.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Europe because I think that's plausible. I think Bryson and Brooks might fight each other. And the fact is, those two guys ripping the USA apart while Team Europe, Tony, has in Padraig Harrington a guy who's already vowed to get a tattoo on his butt cheek of indeterminate origin. Like, he's just down for whatever the tattoo might be. And Steve Stricker is very cautious, perhaps rationally, about a tattoo promise. That tells me that Europe might be in this and might be more cohesive than the Americans if the desire to get ink on your behind is concerned.
Harrington did this great thing. He knows it's in Wisconsin. He made them wear, green and gold Packers colors in Wisconsin. Cheeseheads, it's smart. That's it. Victory is mine, but it's been discounted early. Let's take one last break. Still to come, should we believe Gronk now when he says he actually does watch game film?
And Lamar Jackson missed practice today, Tony, so how big a deal is that?
Gronkowski, I mean, you don't... What are we talking about here? He'll say anything on television. It does not matter what he says.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 59th birthday, John Harbaugh. He's neither as celebrated nor as controversial as his younger brother, Jim. But John Harbaugh has something Jim doesn't have, a Super Bowl ring. In fact, John's Ravens beat Jim's 49ers to get it. John Harbaugh succeeded Brian Billick as the Ravens coach in 2008 and has been there ever since. Harbaugh had no previous head coaching experience. He'd been a special teams coordinator with the Eagles when he got an interview with Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti, and he wowed him. He turned out to be a very good choice. Harbaugh is 130-80 at Baltimore. Those 130 victories put Harbaugh seventh among active NFL coaches. People saw Harbaugh at his best last Sunday night when he went over to his quarterback, Lamar Jackson, on a critical 4th-and-1 late in the game, and he asked, Lamar, do you want to go for this? All right, let's go.
Tony, do you know how easy it would be for a normal, mediocre head coach to just ruin the career of Lamar Jackson? The fact that John Harbaugh, who has a mastery of ego management that my friend Dominique Foxworth, who played for him, attests to, the fact that he's handled it in this way on top of the X's and O's, that tells me just how special this guy is.
He's a very, very good coach. Happy anniversary, Jose Canseco. On this day 33 years ago, Canseco became the first player in Major League history to hit 40 home runs and steal 40 bases in one season. Not Mays, not Mantle, Jose Canseco. That combination of speed and power is so rare that there have only been three other players to ever go 40-40. Barry Bonds, Alex Rodriguez, and Alfonso Soriano. And only Soriano has not been tied to performance-enhancing drugs. Stolen bases became less important as home runs dominated baseball since the 90s. They're coming back a little now, but they are seen as needing a different skill set than hitting home runs. Major League steals leader Starling Marte has 45 and Whit Merrifield has 40, but they only have 22 combined home runs. Two players who may be 40-40 candidates are Fernando Tatis Jr., who has 40 and 25, and Shohei Ohtani, who has 45 and 23.
Tony, it's a great reminder about how small that club is. Jay-Z famously named his club the 40-40 club after this statistic, but those guys are the only ones in it. And the other guy who could have joined them is, of course, Mike Trout, but his injuries have basically doomed him to never actually being, you know, fast enough or adept enough on the base paths to do it.
So weird. I don't even think of him anymore because he hasn't played in so long this
right.
year. Happy trails to the captaincy for Jack Eichel. Eichel, the star center of the hapless Buffalo Sabres, was stripped of his captaincy after failing his physical. Eichel has a herniated disc in his neck and has been unable to play since last March. He will be placed on injured reserve to start the upcoming season. The backstory here is that Eichel and the Sabres have battled over the proper way to treat his injury, and Eichel has requested a trade out of Buffalo. The two sides agree that Eichel needs surgery, but they disagree on the type of surgery Eichel should have. Buffalo GM Kevin Adams says he's open to trading Eichel instead of removing the captain C, quote, from our perspective, the captain is the heartbeat of your team. And we are in a situation where we felt we needed to make that decision, unquote.
Tony, I don't know the inner workings of this medical controversy. I just know that the Buffalo Sabres have not made the playoffs at all in 10 years, haven't won a playoff series since 07. If there's any team with lots of symptoms to be worried about, it would be the Buffalo Sabres.
One omission, Lamar Jackson previously mentioned missed practice today reportedly with a stomach illness, and we go to the big finish. Rob Gronkowski says he was being silly with Peyton and Eli and that he actually does watch film. Do you believe him?
I do not. I watched him try to watch that game. I don't think he succeeded in trying to watch the game he was commentating on. Lions coach Dan Campbell, meanwhile, says the team is looking to trade last year's leading tackler, Jamie Collins. Does that make sense?
You know, I'm lost with Dan Campbell. I hear his name, I grab my kneecap and hope it's not being bitten. The Eagles head coach, Nick Sirianni, wore a Beat Dallas t-shirt today. Do you have any issue with that?
No issue. Anything to distract from the fact that he had one of the worst introductory pressers of all time. College football is tonight, Tony. Marshall at Appalachian State. Who you got?
App State has the greatest upset ever. They went to Michigan and won, but Marshall has Randy Moss. And they've got Chad Pennington, and who am I leaving out? I'm leaving out a bunch of people.
Billy Crystal.
Mike D'Antoni and Billy Crystal. Last one, WNBA playoffs tip off tonight. Give us a winner.
Give me the Liberty over the Mercury. Give me the Wings over the Sky. I mostly want to sit courtside at a Liberty game. That's where I am in my life now.
Nice job. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Pablo Torre. Please check out ESPN Daily on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get good podcasts. And now here is SportsCenter.
Kathy Price, happy birthday, though she's never watched the show.
Kathy?
Never.